But, you know, with a noise complaint, you don't just come in and arrest the leaders of the demonstration. And that's what they did.
Likely to provoke more noise, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it did for a little while. Then someone made the announcement that, you know, that the demonstration was successful and that it was time for people to go home, someone from the union.
So. Now, according to this, members of the SEIU 250 Bargaining Committee, Paul Fromhertz, stated, "We've been trying to get a fair contract with the Nathan Hospital since last October. He pointed out the contract and the negotiation will cover the housekeeper who cleans your room, the food service worker who prepares and delivers your meal, just as the doctor ordered, the technician who performs diagnostic tests and accurately analyzes the results of blood tests, and the medical records people who make your records available for the doctors and nurses who provide your medical care." Has SEIU 250 gotten any closer to a contract, you know?
Well, I don't know for sure. I would think I'd know if it was settled, but I actually don't know completely for sure. And but it did sound like, according to a Sentinel article, like the union was going to was ready to settle on the conditions that some of the conditions that the company was or the Dominican Hospital was demanding.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I, as far as I know, there hasn't been a settlement yet, and I don't think there has been.
Now, Steve, you have been putting out lots of articles, some of them by yourself, some of them by passing on those from other news services. Is there a way people can kind of sign up and get both your writing and the writing of, other, of I guess, Liberation News Service, which you are also involved with?
Yeah, I can sign you up directly if anybody wants to. They can send me an email at Steve. Argue2, all one word, Steve Argue2, A-R-G-U-E, is my last name, how it's spelled. All one word, steveargue2@yahoo.com.
Anything happened recently in the last week or two or coming up in the next week that you think listeners would be interested in knowing about?
Well, there's been some pretty big things in Argentina going on, which I've been sending out, which the local twist to that is the fact that Vicente, a activist from actually San Francisco, who's been here in Santa Cruz working with some of us here and trying to free Mumia Abu-Jamal, he was shot in Argentina. And Argentina workers have been rising up. They've taken control of a couple hundred factories there. About 10,000 workers are employed by these factories. They've taken over abandoned factories, and there's this massive uprising going on there. You know, there's this big revolutionary movement, and there's elections going on there today. And I don't know, a lot of things. It's not exactly what your show's about, and there's a lot of things like that, and as well as the anti-war movement and other things like that with Liberation News.
Anything happening, you know, in the Santa Cruz area you want to comment on?
There was, you've seen this report that just came out on hate crimes against the homeless, right?
I've seen a summary of it, I think.
Uh-huh. The summary. The summary by, I forget his name, and he does Street Sheet up in San Francisco.
Paul Bowden, perhaps?
No, not Paul Bowden.
In any case,
Chance Martin.
Oh yes, Chance, who works for Street Sheet at the Coalition on Homelessness.
Right. I've posted that up on Indie Media, so people can see that there.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes into a lot of these hate crimes that are being carried out across the nation, including in Santa Cruz, hate crimes against homeless people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that I received a report from Hot Rod, who's a sometime Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom member, who says he's now kind of been being driven out of Santa Cruz and has to go north because he was sleeping under the post office eaves, and apparently that there's a crackdown coming there and other places as well, and he just can't take the town anymore. And I know Hot Rod has been a controversial figure in some respects, but in other respects he's a person who's being harassed, and I think he's, you might even say, typical in some ways of how people are being treated who are outside.
Yeah.
Well, good enough. Thanks, Steve, for giving us the update. Anything more you want to say about this Dominican hospital situation?
Yeah, well, just that, this arrest was outrageous, the way the Sheriff's Department came in and just arrested these two union leaders as part of a way to try to break up this demonstration. And, you know, a legal demonstration, you know, a constitutional right to be out there and speaking out. And, you know, these workers, I think, deserve to be supported. And the Sheriff's Department really, really did a bad thing in what they did, and a violation of our rights.
Heard anything about Oakland? I know that there was that big mass attack on protesters for support, trying to block the longshoremen or picket the longshore, the port.
Yeah, I know there was a demonstration this weekend, and I don't know how well that went. I haven't heard any reports on that. I didn't go myself. There's a couple forums going on as well connected with that and speaking out. In fact, that these people were not doing what the police department of Oakland claimed. They weren't throwing bolts and these other things at the police, and that it was a cold, calculated thing where the police came and opened fire on a protest that was being successful in shutting down the movement of these armaments in the port of Oakland.
Heard anything about the critical mass bike-a-thon on Friday? I see there are some pictures on the Indy Media website locally, but I haven't heard of an account of what happened. There's some indication motorists got out of a car and had an incident from the pictures, but otherwise it's not too clear.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there, so I probably wouldn't be the best source on that.
Well, look, Steve, I appreciate the update.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Hey.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you later. And we're rolling toward the end of this show, which normally runs 9:30 to 1 o'clock on Sundays, and we come back on Thursdays from 6 to 8. I'm doing a quick look-see on the San Francisco Indie Media website, which is sf.indiemedia.org. And there is a story, Community Response to Oakland Police Violence. Citing liability, Oakland City Attorney puts a lid on public hearing. And the word for that is... citing liability, Oakland City Attorney recommended some, quote, ground rules for the Public Safety Committee hearing on police brutality at the April 7th protest. And due to liability and personnel issues relating to the April 7th event, City Attorney's Office recommends the following ground rules for the conduct of the April 29th, 2003 hearing, which will be coming up. No testimony from officers. No admissions against interest, no fact-finding, no legal conclusions, no cross-examination of police. Representatives of the city attorney's office will be present to provide legal advice and counsel to the committee. Respectfully submitted, John A. Russo. And the reason this is significant for us in Santa Cruz is because we have exactly the same situation here, although we have an even weaker citizens police review process that has been essentially completely emasculated and, well, was buried. It was shot dead and buried. And then they kind of put up a little monument, which was this $40,000 a year attorney, Bob Aronson, that they're paying to do the work, much of which was already done by the Police Review Board. But they didn't like the Police Review Board's recommendations, and they didn't like the Police Review Board's process and its, I guess, the police chief being held to account for different things like selective enforcement, like racial profiling, things of this sort. Like inadequate documentation of use of force, things of this sort, which the Chief Belcher apparently doesn't want any kind of oversight around. What we have instead now in Santa Cruz is a public safety committee, which is, I think Kennedy is on that committee, Vice Mayor Kennedy, the man who originally fatally weakened the board in the early 90s when it was being created, and then helped to destroy it when it was destroyed in January, illegally destroyed, because... They told it to close its offices 2 days later, even though such bills take a month to go into effect, and that shouldn't have been done 2 days later. He then was supposed to open up a meeting where Ed Porter also promised us there would be discussion of a new model before they created it. Instead, they just created it behind closed doors without any people being invited to the meeting in private discussions with the city manager. That was Emily Riley and Scott Kennedy. And what we have now is this Public Safety Committee, which is a standing committee of the City Council, But they are likely, if we have any serious police incidents, to, I think, get the same kind of advice, to say that they won't take any testimony from officers, no fact-finding, no legal conclusions, just as the Police Review Board itself never held one public hearing during its existence, even though it had the power to do so, and the City Council never asked it to hold any public hearings, even though Kennedy and his City Council had the power to do that as well. So it's a pretty nasty scene where you have police department essentially without accountability, both in Santa Cruz, and I think probably it's happening up in Oakland as well. Reading a few comments, Oakland does have a Citizens Police Review Board. This is off the San Francisco Indie Media website. But by the admission of its own members at both the April 10th and 24th meetings, it does not have much power and is routinely ignored by the mayor, Jerry Brown. In fact, for much of the last year, it didn't even have sufficient members to function effectively. Members are appointed by the mayor. It also has the budget of only one investigator. The Santa Cruz, of course, board had no investigators, when several more are needed to handle the complaint load. I was at both these meetings. People testified about the dock atrocities committed by the Oakland Police Department at the meeting on the 10th, not sure about the 24th. The CPRB decided to send several representatives to the City Council's Public Safety Committee meeting on April 29th, 3 to 6 p.m. Hopefully lots of us will be there. You can go up there if you want. April 29th, that of course is day after tomorrow, Tuesday. According to the website, it meets in the City Hall building and Frank Ogawa Plaza hearing room. For those of you who don't want to waste your time in Santa Cruz at a City Council meeting, which, by the way, this week's City Council meeting is a special meeting at 1 o'clock on capital improvements, which is not even mentioned on the Internet. So you wouldn't know about it unless you went into the offices and got their agenda. I didn't get their agenda. I found out that it was a meeting, though. 1 o'clock on Tuesday, April 29th. And I don't have much information about it, but if you're interested, I encourage you to check it out. Although it's been stated by Thomas Levitt and others that the City Council is a major waste of time. Let's see here. On the contrary, let's see here. There will be no real investigation or trial, that writes one writer, and then another person writes, on the contrary, the city attorney is expecting there to be a trial, or at least a lawsuit brought by some of the injured folks. His office may very well be defending the officers and the city of Oakland in that suit. I live in Oakland, and I'm an attorney. John Russo does not appear to me to be a right-winger or a machine politician interested in sweeping us under the rug. That said, he is a lawyer doing what any lawyer would do in this instance. Russo is the city attorney for the city of Oakland, limiting the city's exposure. If folks attending this hearing are interested in engaging the committee in dialogue, I would suggest discussing general use of force policy and political rights in the city of Oakland instead of asking the council members to draw conclusions about the events of April 7th. I think the victims should be there and should speak about their experiences, but the committee will have to be pretty silent about what happened on that day. Of course, we can also argue for an independent investigation already explicitly supported by a number of officials. It might be good to get really clear about independence, what that means, and how it addresses some of the underlying issues in the Oakland police community relations. Don't be discouraged from attending. Some should sue Oakland in small claims court, writes another person. John Russell's a smart lawyer. Say nothing, suck up all the evidence submitted by the other side, then make your defense plan accordingly. There will be a lot of transcripts of the April 29th hearing on the defense side. I hope we get one. So let's make the other side commit to their story ASAP. Some or a lot or even just a couple of people who only suffered emotional distress and constitutional deprivation should file suit as soon as possible in small claims court. Then, while memories are fresh, have a run at the city of Oakland at least a couple of the cops in small claims court. No lawyers are allowed to participate in the hearing. The law is that the case must be heard in 45 days. Then we get the other side to commit to their version of the facts while memories are fresh. This will also help those of us who are filing major cases for more severe injuries. If we filed small claims court cases against these cops on a regular basis, where recovery of $7,500, I guess it's been raised, is possible, it used to be $5,000, then we'd see some institutional change. Cops pay attention when they get dragged into court. A judgment against them which affects their personal credit rating and an order to pay cash, which the city may not necessarily pay without a long explanation and a vote. If you want a policy change, this is the best way to do it. Nonviolence is powerful. Direct democracy rocks. Our movement is not about suing cops, but it is about protecting one another and creating social space for all of us to organize freely. We're not compromising any of our ideals and having a hoedown with the worst of the bad apples. And I think that's really an excellent idea. It's an excellent idea for Santa Cruz, and that's why I will be taking Ed Porter to small claims court for his false arrest of me back in November for tape recording. I tape recorded a committee meeting openly, and he had me arrested because I refused to turn off the tape recorder or leave the room. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Yeah, hey, Robert, it's Jeffrey.
Who is it?
It's Jeffrey Gale.
Hey, Jeffrey, what's up? Gotta go?
Yeah, I'm a nice man trying to use his cell phone. I'm at the event, but Sam Farr doesn't speak for about another hour. I just got here a little while ago, and nothing's really going on. I mean, a lot of music and massage, but nothing political.
Okay, you're calling from San Lorenzo Park?
Yes.
Yeah, that is there's an event, Earth Day event, where Emily Riley and Representative Sam Farr are going to speak.
Yeah, but he's not speaking for another hour.
Okay.
And he's only going to be speaking for 15 minutes, too.
Okay, well, listen, thank you. We got to go, but I guess folks can show if they'd like.
Yeah, there's a big crowd here, but the speeches, Mayor Riley and Laird already spoke, but the big speech by Sam Farr isn't for about another hour. And he's going to be challenged by a lot of lefties who are going to really go after him today.
Okay, well, lefties show up at San Lorenzo Park in an hour and talk back to Farr.
Yeah, Robert, are you going to come here after the show?
Probably.
It's on until 5 o'clock.
May do that.
Yeah, it started at 11 this morning.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Gotta go.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to this edition of Bathroom Spears Broadsides. We are actually going to hopefully try to get out of here in time so that the next talk show host here, or music show host, not sure, what do you do in the next show anyway?
Same old bullshit.
The same old bullshit. It sounds like me, man. I guess so. This guy's a competitor. What can I say? Let's roll out on little Phil Oakes, or do you want to go into your show directly? He's going to go into his directly. Thanks for being with us, and you are invited to come to the Huff meeting on Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning at Baker Square, 1107, and come back to show here at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Call between times 423-HUFF. Thanks.